This week on Capitol Hill, the House Energy and Commerce Committee released a policy paper that addresses coal ash disposal. The House's policy paper is based largely on legislation Congressman David McKinley spearheaded, the Coal Residuals Reuse and Management Act. The legislation passed through the House last year. It outlines state-controlled regulatory management procedures for dealing with one of the waste products of coal-fired power plants, coal ash. The House policy is actually a lot like the EPA's proposed carbon regulations in that it sets goals and pretty much leaves it up to individual states on how to meet those requirements. The legislation was drawn up as the EPA was sued by nearly a dozen environmental groups for not revamping coal ash regulations as federal laws require. The House's policy paper on coal ash is released just days before the Environmental Protection Agency is supposed to take final action on the matter. Business leaders fear the EPA will reclassify the waste as hazardous. Coal ash is often recycled and used as an ingredient in the construction trade, in concrete and drywall. Coal ash is most volatile when it's precariously stored in settlement ponds, potentially leaching toxins into water sources. Power plants in the U.S. produce about 140 million tons of the ash each year, according to the EPA. About 1,000 active coal ash sites exist. West Virginia is home to more than 20 sites. The House policy report concludes that their Coal Residual Reuse Management Act is a win-win for both the environment and the economy, for the EPA and the states. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.